bless his name for the worship. We bless his name for the testimonies that went forth. Amen. We're going to dismiss the children right now to your left. Amen. And they're going to line up over here at the doors. They're going to go to Kids Ministries. Amen. AKA Sunday School. Amen. And we're going to meet our pastor. With a hearty praise the Lord, everybody. Let's do that again. Let's greet our pastor. Amen. With a hearty praise the Lord.
How many realize and truly can testify that victory belongs to Jesus? How many have that as a testimony? Victory belongs to Jesus. So today we are so blessed to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. To be here in our, can we say our right minds? Amen. We just thank God for that. We thank God for all that He's doing. Amen. We thank God that He's blessed us. Continue to bless my wife for love, life, health, and strength. And we thank God for all of you visitors and friends. We thank God that you did not consider it robbery to come to the house of the Lord. And I say it, I will always say it, with all that's happening in the world today, with all the uncertainty and all the things that are taking place, as Mr. Simon said and as Sister Debbie said, seen and unseen, we need the Lord today. How many know we need the Lord? Psalmist said, if it wasn't for the Lord on my side, where would I be? And if there was ever a time this world needs the Lord, today is that time. Can we say hallelujah? Amen. We're going to ask you to stand for our scripture reading, which will be coming from the fourth chapter of Mark. Mark, the fourth chapter. And we're going to deal with the parable of the sower. I'm not going to focus on all the different seeds that were sown. But I'm going to focus, I believe, on the seed today that's affecting so many of the church. Can we say praise the Lord? So we're going to read verses. We're going to read verses 9 through 20. Amen. Mark chapter 4, verses 9 through 20. Do we all have it? Can we say amen?
Amen.
The ninth verse reads, and he said unto them, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. And when he was alone, they that were with him, with the 12, asked of him the parable. And he said unto them, unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. But unto them that aren't you glad you're within? I said, aren't you glad you're within? Them that are without, all these things are not in parables. That and not perceive, and hearing they may hear, and not understand, lest at any time they should be converted, and their sin should be forgiven them. And he said unto them, know ye not this parable? How then will ye know all parables? He said, the sower soweth the word. And that's the word of God. Hallelujah. And these are they by the wayside, when the word is sown, but when they have heard, who cometh immediately?
Satan.
Satan in church. When the word is coming forth, if you're not paying attention, you will hear it, not hear. You will see and not see, because if you're not focused on the word, Satan comes, can we say it? Hear it. And take away the word that was sown in their hearts. I don't know about you, I'm going to hear it. God works in heaven. I'm not going to let Satan steal God's word from me. And these are they which are sown on stony ground, who, when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness, and have no root in themselves. And so it grew but for a time, after it went a fish. God be bless you. Our persecution arises for the word's sake. Immediately they are. We talk about being in church and hearing God's word. Amen. One kind of And your word of God lets us know that your mercy is a new every morning, and for that we thank you. And Lord, we ask you on this afternoon that you may send the word to deliver captive souls. Lord, send the word to heal those that are bruised in heart. Lord, send the word to clear up those that are troubled in mind. Oh Lord, send the word in the name of Jesus for those who may be fighting addictions. For your word declares that he whom the Son set free is free indeed. Lord, send the word to heal today. Lord, send the word to deliver and send the word to set free. Lord, my heart's desire this afternoon is saturate this place with your anointing.
Anointing.
We're going to read this 4:18, please. We're going to read this 4:18. anointing.
Yes.
Only the anointing can destroy the yoke. If anybody feel like today you came in with a weight of the world on your shoulder, hallelujah, your mind is confused and don't know what direction to take, just ask God to send an anointing.
Yes.
Now listen, the Bible says in Hebrews, the 4th chapter, the 12th verse, talking about God's word, it says, word is quick and his word is powerful. Does anybody need some power? Does anybody need a word? When you let God's word speak to you through faith, it'll bless you. trying to strangle your life out. He's not concerned with your natural life. He's trying to strangle out the spiritual life. Amen. So he said, the cares of this world, these things, the cares of the world are things I think I deserve. Amen. I deserve this and I deserve that. So the Bible said we become anxious. Anxious means we worry and have anxiety. For what? The cares of this world. And we all know about the deceitfulness of riches. The more I get, the more I want. Amen? Y'all ain't gotta say amen. You know how you had a job making $10,000, said, Lord, if you bless me to get $15,000, I'll be in a better position. Then God bless you to get $15,000, he said, Lord, now if I get $20,000, I'll be in a better position. So God said, okay, what? If it's $20,000, I'll get $20,000. Well, Lord, if you give me $30,000, I'll be in a better position. The more we see, the more we want. Amen. So we're trying to focus not on the deceitfulness of riches. Amen. Because the more you get, how many know, the more you want. Let's go. I just want to go to a few scriptures. Let's go to Luke. All right. Let's go to the book of Luke. Let me see what chapter it is. Amen. Luke chapter 12. Now we're dealing with things that's choking us. And our message today, let me give us our message, is don't let it in. Real simple. Don't let, can we say it? In. It could be the cares of this life. It could be the deceitfulness of riches. It could be some type of an addiction. It could be anything that's contrary to God. Don't let it in. Because once it gets in, it's going to try to strangle the life out of you. It's going to take away all your joy. It's going to take away all your peace. It's going to take away all your tranquility. Because it said, I have the one desire, I'm about to choke the life out of you. Amen? Luke, the 12th chapter says, verse 15 says, and he said unto them, take heed and beware of greed. The more I get, the more I want. That's what covetous means. I want more. You know what I say, Lord? Just give me what I need. And if you see something coming down the line, God, I trust you that you'll give me that too. So let me call up with the deceitfulness of riches. Lord, I just ask you to supply all of my needs. And how many know he owns the cattle on a thousand hills? Everything in this world belongs to our God. So he said, you have not because you ask not. So we worry ourselves trying to do what God has to do. He said, don't worry about being greedy. Don't worry about getting more. Amen. You know, we used to tease God with this. You know when they first got saved? I know when I first got saved. Some people used to tease God. God, if you bless me with $100,000, I'm gonna pay my $10,000 a time. Like, y'all gotta say amen. I'm just joking. So God bless you with it. And then you say, well, Lord, I was going to pay my $10,000 in tithes, but some stuff came up. So if you bless me with another big amount, I'll double up on what I did pay. Y'all already know, I'm going to tell y'all the truth. Y'all ain't got to see me in the day because y'all don't pay me enough for me not to tell the truth. All right, boys, let's stop. Y'all still don't. So we get more, and we say, Lord, if you bless me, then I'm going to pay. And after about 5 to 10 years, God said, I've been blessing you a whole lot from the beginning. But I haven't seen you. That's covetousness. That is greed. That's the deceitfulness of riches. Because you think your deliverance is coming through your money. Your deliverance comes through your obedience. So then after 10, 15, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years, 70 years, or some of us, 80 years, they come to everybody. After 80 years, you look back and say, what happened? God said, you didn't obey me. So I didn't bless you. Right. You got what you wanted. I heard somebody say, but you really lost what you had. You lost your favor with God. Right. You need God's favor. God's favor with you. So he said, that white off of covetousness, for a man's life consists in not in the what? Promise of things which he possesses. Now, how do you know every time God teaches a biblical principle, he gives us a practical application so that we can understand what he's teaching? Can we say amen? the realm of a certain rich man brought forth. So the scripture says he was already what? Rich. We're talking about now we're learning to apply the principle that he just taught about born a boy. Amen. Just thank God for who we are. Lord, I bless you for what I have. I don't have to have any more. You know, we all, how many of us understand? God, you've done so much for me. If you don't do anything else for me, you've done enough already. And the next man was saying, Lord, I want this. So if you're a sincere prayer, Lord, you gave me so much, I don't want no more, but the Lord gave me season, but Lord, I do want this. But he said, a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought, tell nobody. Oh Lord, I'm so glad you know what's in me. I know what you know what I'm thinking. Even as we see it, God knows what every last one of us is thinking. He said, he thought man within himself saying, what shall I do? Because I have no room to restore my fruits. And he said, this will. Listen how many times he said, I do. Lord, we're supposed to say, if the Lord will, I will do this. And I will do that. But when you're covetous, when you're caught up with greed, when you're caught up with wanting more, you forget to acknowledge God in all of your ways. But you just tell God what you're going to do. He said, this will I do. I will build, pull down my barns and build greater. And there will I restore all my fruit and my good. And I will say to my soul, then all things which you have. You know why? Because when you live in a shack, when you die, they have no bearing on your soul. Y'all with me? Yeah. Somebody, I don't like where I live. As long as you got what you got, thank God for what you have. I mean, God might bless you with something better. But God can't bless you with nothing better because you're not satisfied the way you are. Yeah. Amen. God makes you contentment in great. Somebody said, I'm not getting anymore. What kind of life are you living? Are you godly and are you content? Amen. So you have to be godly and you have to be content. So I said, Lord, I don't have anything more. Amen. As long as I have where I'm at, I'm satisfied. Because my salvation means more to me than anything. Now my wife does get on me a lot. She said, you got to care about some stuff. She does. Y'all even mess with me a little bit with all these clothes and stuff y'all about. That ain't my focus. My focus is that I got to make it to heaven. Listen, if I can have the best clothes, the best shoes, the best everything, and a handful of hair, I ain't worried about no wig. I'm going to go about, what's this thing called? Too big. I ain't worried about that. I ain't worried about that. I'm going to go from earth to heaven. I can't take none of that with me. So I can't focus. Now listen, I'm not saying be negative and walk out looking like a crazy walking up man. Amen. I'm saying have some pride, self-esteem. But I'm saying don't let that be your preoccupied thought. Cares of this world mean you are preoccupied with all the stuff in this world. And you're neglecting your spirit. So I don't get preoccupied with that stuff. My concern is I want to go to heaven. Excuse me? Oh, okay. See, I told you I don't care about all this stuff, so she got to fix stuff. But I don't worry about it. I'm on my way to heaven, and I'm so glad. Hey, y'all, man, you on your way to heaven?
Amen.
All right, that's good enough. Amen. What I'm saying is we allow the devil to strangle us. And it's not a fast strangulation. This is how the devil works. The devil works like the old frog mentality. This is the frog mentality. If you throw something, if you throw a frog in hot water, what will they do? They'll jump out. If you didn't know, I'm going to teach you this. So the devil, he won't throw that it that's trying to strangle you, he won't throw you into the hot water. He throws you into the water, you get comfortable in. Just comfortable. There's so happy in his life. But then as you get in the water, he turns the temperature up just a little bit. So you can't be tempted. Because he's working on his strangulation now. You can't detect the strangulation because it's subtle. It's real slow. So all of a sudden, things that used to bother you spiritually, you accept them now. Because he says, turn the heat up little by little. Sin that was sin that used to bother you, I'm just in the world. God, what does God expect? He's turning that temperature up little by little. Then all find yourself in boiling hot water and you can't get out. That's what the devil is doing to saints today. It's a slow turn up. You know, they always say, don't jump out of the frying pan into the fire. I don't really understand that, to be honest. Really, somebody got to explain to me, don't jump out of the frying pan into the fire. Where's the frying pan at? You still treasure more than our soul. So the devil has been using different things trying to strangle the life out of us. It actually, can I go to one more scripture? Let's go to one other chapter in Luke, the 21st chapter and the 34th verse of Luke. Right? It, be careful about it. Paul refers to it as leaven. It is leaven. You know what leaven is? Leaven is like yeast. It's like baby bread. All you have to throw in, leaven can be anybody that make pancakes or biscuits. Y'all make something right. They got to throw a little bit of this leavening agent in it for it to rise. He said, listen, when it comes to sin, when it comes to it, all it takes is a little bit. Just a little bit will corrupt you. Just a little bit will leaven the whole lump. Can we say it?
As we all